Welcome to another chat on awakenings. It's been a while, but we will definitely continue. Today, it's been an interesting time since Christmas, and there's a lot of groups. I was going to talk about connection, but I'm going to talk about connection. We are going to talk about connection today.
Direction.
It's interesting. Yeah. Straight off the bat, it's going to go in a couple of different directions. I don't really trust the government, really. And did you hear about stevia? Stevia.
Natural sweetener.
Natural sweetener. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's not natural. And from what I was reading, it comes from like the tribes, I think in Africa or somewhere like that. They use stevia as a birth control.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Obama, apparently, from what I read, his scientists knew about this. And went ahead and it's in, I think, over 5,500, it might be way more than that, but at least 5,500 products, including chewing gum and all sorts of things, bubble gum and things that the kids have. And they found that the effectiveness is, I think between 50 something up to 79% effective.
Wow.
And for men and women. So it reduces the sperm count. And it, I'm not sure how it works from the women's side of things. So if you're in a relationship and you're both having stevia, you may well have trouble falling pregnant. So for the guy or girl, apparently, scrap that part. But may well leave it in. Anyway. So it may be a good product in a way that it may be a healthy way to – and there's no guarantees. I'm not an expert in anything. I'm not saying go and get that and you'll be fine, but – it minimizes the risk, and it might be a good alternative if you didn't want to, a safer birth control method. But this isn't about that. So it might be a natural way, it might be okay for you. But it's the fact that it was put out there and people don't know the ramifications. So what they found was that there was a drop directly corresponded with the time that stevia came out, this drop in birth rates. So
crazy.
People could
considering how many people are trying to get pregnant and having difficulties and they have no idea.
You could be trying to, fall pregnant and everything you're doing is detracting from that. And they found that even if you stop taking stevia, then it can still have the effect can still go on for months.
Wow.
So, and this is like last few years, I'm not saying there's not good medical professionals out there. I'm certainly not saying that, but the information that they find, that scientists find out about, there's information or documentation that you can find information on products. And obviously, doctors aren't necessarily researchers. They learn a profession and they just do it. And there's exceptions to every rule, but it's like a plumber or electrician. And not excusing it either, but a plumber or electrician, they're trained in a certain way and that's how they'll do things. And it takes time if they're going to expand their business or change or incorporate other ways of doing things, but you just mirror what you learn. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I've gone through, like many of us have, I went through sort of hell at different times and gone through some testing times with my business. I've had to deal with lawyers before and accountants before, and they go, oh, you can't do this. And it's like, well, how about if we do this way, can we do it? They go, oh, yeah, you can do it that way. And this is just comes down to these people, some of these experts on top money, doctors, lawyers, accountants. I felt that for the money they're on, they should know all the ways, all the options, or many of them. Me not being trained in being a lawyer or doing certain things, there should be nothing, though I said, that I could offer that. I go, oh, yeah, you could do it that way. You could, oh, yeah, you're doing it. If you do these things, yeah, you can do what you want that way. I was mesmerized over the years of some of the troubling times I've experienced that I could actually offer something of value that is a better way through, lawful way through circumstances that they weren't forthcoming in offering. So that was a big wake-up call for me years ago. It's like, well, these experts, they're not. They don't give you everything. And it just felt to me and feels to me like it's obviously controlled by money. Mm-hmm. And it's not really about a massive victory. Victory is maximizing what you can earn. That's society today in many cases, but not all cases. I just think it's shocking. So the whole population agenda And you know, people might say conspiracy theorist, but the evidence is all there. Like there's so much that's out there. I just wanted to share the information about stevia because you think I'm doing something all natural and blah, blah, blah. But you just, it's the information that the governments know and they cover it up. They deceive, they have private meetings and yep. They're public servants. Everything they do, I've seen videos with people talk about this, but everything they do should be in public because there's nothing to hide and we should have the right privacy and it's completely backward. So that's why I don't trust. And people think, why wouldn't you trust the government? Well, there's with the chemtrails and all these things, and there's documentation for all this stuff.
Yep.
And the deception and, my breath is changing the climate. It's got nothing to do with the billions of chemicals that's pumped into the sky. That has no effect. It's you breathing too hard, you know?
Yeah.
Crazy times.
Yeah.
That wasn't exactly the direction I was looking to start in, but however.
Well, that's interesting. I might look up some articles and see if I can post them.
Yeah, maybe.
Need to know about that. I mean, I got friends that are trying to get pregnant and they can't. For years they haven't been able to, so I don't even know if they're consuming stevia. But it could be a reason.
And we'll try and if I can find that chat, we'll put in the link anyway. Mm. So today we're going to speak about connection. I mentioned that already, didn't I? Did I say that?
I don't think so.
It's interesting. I wanted to bring people's awareness to a way to connect and merge in a way of unity with someone. I'm not talking about intimacy. I'm talking about just connection, where you're sharing in a connection. And I feel that we all have friends that we connect with. And sometimes, depending on your state of mind, you can connect and you'll find someone that supports your views and they may be misguided. They may be... I'll put it this way. If you are suffering, then it has everything to do with your view, your understanding. If you're suffering like continuously, it's because of your lifestyle and the habits and the conditioning of how your mind works. So your suffering comes down to a misunderstanding within yourself. That's my experience because I've gone through immense suffering over my life and I've had some testing times for sure that continues. But as your understanding deepens, it's amazing how things work out. One would be amazed, let's put it that way. So let me think. There's so many different ways I can go.
What was the main reason that made you think of connection? What brought you to that? What you thought was pertinent?
Good question. I'll go here first. People will, and it's normal, will find friends that will support their views, even if they're misguided, so that locks you in suffering more. So they will connect to reinforce a false idea, creating more suffering. So your question on what made me want to go here in way of connecting and a great way to connect is conversations you and I have had and another very good friend of mine that I've known for many years and even connecting with my oldest son, there's a synchronicity that we've all experienced. And you and I have done this a lot over the years where there's openness. The communication I'm talking about isn't a to-ing and fro-ing, it's emerging. It's like there's an openness and a surrender where you're not threatened by each other. You support each other. You connect deeply through heart. You know yourself where you can ask a question or someone can ask a question. And then you go to a space, not from memory, because we don't really talk from memory, which is pretty good because my memory isn't always as good as, I might put that out maybe, but no, I'll leave. But like, it's just simple things because you memorize things often through emotion or whether it's feeling good or feeling bad or interest in certain areas. And my interest is more spirituality. I don't entertain a lot of other things in a way. Things happen. I say, oh, yeah, that's good. And then I don't commit it to some things to memory. Often when you're open and you're sharing in a conversation, a deep conversation, and a question is asked, it's like there's an openness and not an easy thing to communicate or express in a way. It's like a union where you both, when you come together, there's an enhancement and a heightened awareness.
Yep.
It's amazing. It's not a to-ing and fro-ing. It's like a union. So it's not as if you both have something to offer. I likened it to when two people are open and surrendered, they go to a space through communicating.
Yep.
It's like you elevate your view so you can see out over massive fields or a much broader landscape. And it's like a synchronized union. And I've got a few friends where you can actually experience this. So then if you've had some awareness at this overview, you can sort of almost bring people there that are open and surrendered, where there's no resistance. And this is the key. You're not challenging each other. There's a union. There's no resistance whatsoever. And it's like looking out over a landscape and you can see the potential. And then if one's experienced some of the landscape, they can draw the other person's attention to go, I see this over here, look at that. And then a light illuminates and the person gets a sense of what you're saying. They can almost taste, they can see it, they can experience it on some level where on their own, in their own thoughts, it's not accessible. It's pretty profound. No one really talks about this, do they?
Yeah, no, but I think also there's not too many people that get to experience it yet, unless you have a relationship where it's absolute surrender and trust. I think trust is such a big thing in this, that where you feel safe to surrender. And if you don't have that, you're not going to get there.
Yeah. So the question is, well, how do you get there? Well, trust is very important in surrender. And finding friends that nurture and support you. And therefore, if you're looking for friends to nurture and support you, you must be able to nurture and support them too. And where it's like, well, I'll nurture and support you after you nurture and support me, whether it's a relationship with a man or a woman or you know, just a friendship.
Yeah.
It's like an offering first. You have to put your hand into the jar, put something in first, and the other person, you know, both almost do it at the same time. So you can't be, it's not a place of assessing what the other person puts in. It's just it's heartfelt.
Yeah.
And it's something that everyone needs to experience. And so there is no challenging, there is no to-ing and fro-ing. It's just like oneness. Experiencing this with you, and we talk deep on things. I was talking to my son and he got a sense of what I was saying because of our connection, and he feels things through me. You feel things through your family anyway, of course. Yeah. And my son's very surrendered to me, very open. All our kids are amazing. Yeah. And you have that connection with the daughters as well.
Yeah.
So they'll embark on a journey and almost get sucked into the journey is wrong terminology. It's more like they slipstream into heart or what you're speaking about because they're not trying to challenge you. And the reason they're not trying to challenge you is because you're not trying to dominate them. It's a nurturing and supportive environment.
Yeah.
So this is the goal. Like it's to, in any relationship, whether it's with a partner or your children or friends, the goal is to be surrendered in that partnership. And to find people that, or friendships. And I truly believe if you don't have one or you don't feel you can do that at this point, it's the goal. And as you nurture yourself and learn to be surrendered within yourself, which doesn't mean being weak, it means it's hand in hand with gratitude and love. And you have to nurture yourself. So you have to begin. This is an incentive to start loving who you are. I was in a conversation a week ago thereabouts, and a few people that are all sort of pretty aware for sure, and they're talking about sometimes you just have to be selfish, and you know, a number of my friends are very selfless and they do a lot for others, and I said, well, I don't see it like that. I don't see it as being selfish at all, because you also, as you assist others or you encourage them to assist themselves, really, is you might physically help them if they can't manage. If you're constantly reaching outward to try and help people and you don't spend time for yourself, enough time for yourself, then on some level, and as noble as that may be, you're seeking fuel and replenishment and self-worth outside of yourself. And I said to some of my friends, I don't see it as being selfish. I see it as honoring yourself by giving yourself time to recharge, to heal, to get in touch with how you're feeling. That's by no means selfish. It might appear selfish outwardly from someone else looking in. But if you nurture yourself, you're validating yourself, you're honoring yourself, and you on some level are giving others permission or incentivizing them or encouraging them to do the same, to value who they are, because it really comes down to our potency in this life comes down to it's how much we honor ourselves as spiritual beings, not as egoic beings, as spiritual beings, and honoring ourselves is everything to do with gratitude and acceptance. My sister does some, which I don't think she'll mind me saying this, but she does some practices to take it deeper into herself, like meditative and different practices. And I was honored enough to witness and be part of that when I went and saw my sister. And it's amazing. She manifested and created the whole thing herself. And from what I, my experience in India and doing certain things and ceremonies and that sort of thing, I said, if you just do these couple of things, you're honoring, it just brings in more energy to honor yourself even more deeply in the space, which is synchronistic with honoring the divine. And she did these, it's very small, honoring her space and doing certain things before she did her practice really enhanced the practice that she was doing. She could feel the difference. That's what we must do. We must really take time to value who we are. And that's where the potency outwardly and where we can impact others. So it really comes down to we have to honor ourselves before anyone else. Well, if you honor someone outside of you and they are the real deal, they'll encourage you to honor yourself and that can help really help you grow. And that's speaking from experience from when I was in India and had a guru and they honored me back. And when I could not, and I've mentioned this before, when I could not stand who I was, when I had anger issues in my 30s, they loved me and I felt that deeply and I just knew that they could see something in me that I couldn't at that time. And as I've mentioned before, instead of thinking you don't know what you're talking about or you don't know, I know when they're suffering and I'm not, that to me was just ridiculous. It's amazing how many people stand up for their view or try and dominate with their view, yet they are suffering.
Yeah.
And if I was to take on someone's view that was suffering, then okay, that's right. Yeah, clearly you're right in everything. So I must suffer alongside you where you don't need to suffer. Doesn't mean you won't go through suffering at times, but you don't have to become and you shouldn't become that person that's suffering. You shouldn't identify with that.
I was just thinking one thing that people might relate to that they can't understand in regards to what you're trying to describe is possibly, you know, in the movie Avatar, when they connect with the creatures that they ride or the horse creatures or the flying, look like dragons or lizards or whatever they are, they have that connection between the animal and the person. And I know that's a very physical level, but when they do connect, they kind of experience the same thing and feel the same.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah, so so it's not on a physical basis, not spiritual, and you don't need to be next to each other. You can be on the other side of the world. It doesn't really matter if you're talking.
Yeah.
You just manage to go into the same space and experience the same things.
Yeah, love it. And that's right. Like I'm discussing, it's a great analogy because I'm speaking about connecting through communicating, not through physical touch or anything like that. Obviously, that's another way it can be done, but I'm talking purely through communication, verbal and spiritual, because it's beyond verbal. Verbal is just a pathway through. It's just a way of expressing something profound. When you're entering into deep conversations, words are just an analogy. It's a pointer. It just points in a direction, but it's not the pointer. It's not. It's just it's like poetry where it just expresses and poetry takes you to a place. It's not the words, it's the combination of words. And that combination heightens things and that's the heightened state in union is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So, but that's a great analogy. Yep, very good. Once again, the way that's a goal and I think with your friends, anyone that's listening, with your friends, try and get to a place where you're supportive and nurturing, where you're not challenging or competing with the other person, because if you're challenging or if you're competing, it won't work. There has to be a surrenderedness and you can't be threatened in that space. My friends, that I can experience this with, and there's not many, very few. It's probably about four, including yourself. There's no threat whatsoever. There's no, it's just there's complete trust and surrender. Yeah. And, you know, we've all known each other deeply for a decent period of time where that trust has been earned. It's something special and it's something to drive towards. And I feel that I'm not a big fan of the government for all that's happened in the last few years anyway. It just has become more apparent. But all the things that they promote is diminishing for that connection.
Yeah.
And it's more important now, like wearing masks, covering yourself, although people don't necessarily have to now, but there's all these ways that I see based on my experience where they disconnect people. You know, the whole distance thing and through fear is the fastest way to disconnect people is through fear. But having 6 feet boundaries and all this sort of rubbish, I've never been one for that at all. It's like people need connection more now than ever. And I feel too, because of the disconnection and the space between people, anxiety and people being unsure, I think it's rife through society. That's I've spoken about things like this before, anxiety, but maybe we should do another chat on that sometime soon.
But you see the evidence of what's happening with the suicide rates just spiked over lockdown. Yep. COVID's yep.
So. Exactly. There's another thing I wanted to touch on, but I'm not sure if I should in this chat. It's regarding, you know, there's so-called freedom fighters that call themselves that, but there's a number of groups that are standing up for law that aren't conforming the government's whim, in a sense. And there's a number of groups that are trying to take stand against things. And not that I'm affiliated with any group, but what I've noticed, it's interesting. There's a number of people, and work out whether to put this in or not. Maybe I will see what you think. But there's a number of people that have put themselves in a position through trying for change and seeking change. And I know a few groups that have these people, or some people have set up a bit of a hierarchy where they're at the top and there's a few other people, and then there's all these people under them.
Yeah.
And what I'm seeing, and I think it's worth people becoming aware of, I'm seeing that people in certain groups, whether it's spiritual groups or freedom fighters or whatever it might be, they're locking themselves in a position and lock themselves in a position within the group, so where they're the leaders. And I'm seeing that people are revealing some things but not everything. So they're maintaining control of the group. They're giving little teasers out here and there without actually showing anyone anything of substance or way through. And it's interesting. Yeah, and I'm noticing more and more that I think this is a key thing that people need to be aware of. In these groups, if there's a system where there's only several leaders and they don't relinquish that and they don't share everything, how are they different from the government? They may not be doing other things, you know, some shocking things that the government may be doing, but it's the same hierarchy, it's the same pattern, it's the same thing. You can't awaken society or bring in a new way if you're using the same rules as the way that's currently happening. You can't have a hierarchy of control where the people at the top have to validate everything. And if they won't budge on certain things, and I think this is important that as well, if one is, and I think people that may listen to this, they're probably affiliated or aware of certain groups of people that want change or that want to stand up and not fall in line with these digital IDs and all this sort of stuff, the hierarchy of control of society. So none of us genuinely want that. We want our freedom. So it's important to know if one's in a group, that see if you have a voice, see if you're empowered within the group, don't just follow. And empowered just means do you have a voice? Are you valued? Do you have to, if you have to follow one group or stay in one and not look at another, if you're controlled by any affiliation or group and there's rules of, let's say, secrecy or rules to certain things, and if you're part of our group, you can't be a part of another. That's basically saying, the way I see it, you're a child. You can't rationalize. You're not mature. You can't distinguish right from wrong. You can't use discernment. You can't trust your intuition So you have to either stay with us or go somewhere else. And I'm not talking about giving the insights of every group, but it's amazing people fall into a hierarchy and conform. And then that group that are conforming, they don't want to conform in another group, but yet they're conforming in this group potentially. So there's so many dead ends, it seems, and there's people that claim to be spiritual, but their identity and their positioning, well, let's just say their positioning within a certain group becomes their identity and they won't relinquish it. And true power, in my experience, is I feel the more if you want to become potent within yourself, it's not by owning anything or claiming to own anything. Well, I've done it then because I don't own much. No, it's just thinking that it's not by claiming anything that it's your power, it's this, it's that. It's amazing. People might discover that they can do certain things or heal. It's like if you fall into, I can heal, or I can do this, or I can do that. There is no I, there's just oneness. It's the universe's energy, which you are part of. You're an extension of. So therefore, you are a universe. There's no bounds. This is very deep. But in my experience, if you surrender because you realize it's and you understand that it's the energy within the universe and that it's an honor to be able to do certain things and it's humbling, then the capacity for more understanding, more growth is huge. And if you claim, you discover you can do stuff, and everyone goes through a patch of spiritual ego where if you claim that you're something special, as in that's what's special within you is it's you, you're the chosen, and other people aren't special, then that can hold you back because it may what you can you're able to do may be something profound. But if you hold on to that, you can only carry so much. You can only have so much in your hands, so to speak. But if you let it go, it's abundantly there. So I think that's a trap. I think there's a lot of people claiming to be spiritual and claiming to help others. But what I've seen in the last couple of years is not much has changed. I'm not saying all groups are like this. I'm saying that there's some people, though, be careful where you part. Be careful where you associate yourself because look at your growth. Look at what's changing. Look at how you're progressing because spirituality and fulfillment is a lifestyle choice and that should evolve over a period of time. And one should become more fulfilled, one would hope, over the years. And I think it's an important question to ask, what are you doing, those listeners, what are you doing to find that deeper fulfillment? Are you fulfilled now? Are you satisfied? So I feel mentioning the ways that one can connect when you surrender. And I feel we must learn to surrender ourselves first, and then we encourage others to do the same. We can't wait for someone else to do that first. So if you'd like, if one would like to communicate on a deeper level, nearly get in touch with how they're feeling, find deeper fulfillment, it starts with your own journey. But it's there, and not many people talk about this, but you don't have to be spiritually awakened, let's say, to experience that sort of communication. You just need to be surrendered and trusting and open and enjoying the presence of the person that you're speaking with. And that's something special, and that's very fulfilling. So when I discussed some things with my son, he asked me some questions, and then when I've reached into myself to get a sense of some things, we communicated and he expressed that he could feel what I was saying. So he could feel what I was saying. And that's pretty potent. So it's like a union where both psyches are elevated because of their connection and love and that sort of thing and the surrendered aspect. It's pretty profound.
Magic.
So and I think not limited to, but parents can have an advantage. They're naturally connected depending on your relationship. There's a pathway through with your children. And if you put your stuff aside for a brief moment and share in just some deep connection, and where it's a bit lighthearted, a bit fun, you may be amazed what you can experience with your child. Even a non-verbal communication of just being present with them where you elevate yourself just by the connection. It's profound. I really feel that people and people that need to be in relationships and people are seeking connection, and it's the inner connection within themselves. So that's why I feel this communication is important, because that's another an extension of that inner connection. So, and if you feel deeply connected, and this is what I've found in nature, nature connects you to yourself and to something more, whether it's divine or God or whatever you feel. I feel like myself personally, there's a number of people that feel they'd like to be in a relationship. Some people need to be in one, and that's, you know, there's no judgments there, but I don't feel I need to be in a relationship because I feel connected.
Yep.
So that connection is fulfilling, where, you know, it doesn't mean that I've never been in one. It doesn't mean that you turn your back on anything. It just means that you're fulfilled with what you have. It doesn't mean you give up and you surrender to, or you don't strive for things. It doesn't mean you don't have goals and things like that. It just means you're not dependent on those things, because you can be happy now without the other things. And if you have them, then that's an experience that you may choose to go into. But connection's the key. Yeah.
I was just thinking, you know, speaking of nature as well, I think if someone feels that they have someone in their life that they trust enough and care about enough that they could possibly, you know, surrender enough to have this connection with, going into nature with that person is probably a really good environment to start getting to that level of connection, because there's no distractions and you do tend to go in and connect first with yourself more, and then you can possibly connect more with the other person if there's no other distractions around.
Yeah, I like it. I agree. And I think the key, though, so that's in the environment where you can definitely experience it, where everything's enhanced. But yeah, the key to turning the lock to experiencing that is when you're in nature, slow down and walk slow. It's like the faster you go, the more you have to pay attention outside of yourself, for safety reasons, and you can get lost and you can miss things. So it's like stopping to smell the roses. Yeah. So if you're in nature, I feel, or at the beach, just walk slow, feel the sand on you, between your toes, or feel the grass on your feet, or experience, you know, put your hand on a tree and just become really sensitive and slow, like you're not trying to. It's almost like you have to visualize yourself in a still pond. And when you're in nature at the beach, it's like you're trying to wade through the pond without creating the bare minimal waves or ripples. You're still going to create movements and ripples, but you're not creating waves. It's just when you can soak everything up in a way. And I think that's the sentiment to carry when you're trying to connect. And it's worth seeking. It's worth doing the work to deepen your relationship with others and yourself, because it will definitely – it's another way to deepen the relationship within yourself, for sure, for greater fulfillment. And it doesn't mean you won't be challenged here and there. And the thing is, for me, I'm only in that space with a few people because I know they'd never purposely hurt me, and they don't hurt me, and they're gentle, they respect myself and my psyche, and vice versa. The very few people that I'm able to communicate like this have never hurt me, ever. They've always considered my emotions, my heart, and how I feel, and vice versa. I've never hurt them either. In that vulnerable space, it can be hard if you're in a relationship where there's a push and pull type thing. But to really experience it, you have to really care for each other.
Trust,
100%. And that's not always easy. I understand that. And in relationships especially, there can be push and pull. And I've heard people say, you know, it's normal to fight in relationships, but I don't think it has to be.
No, I don't think so.
I feel it needs to be. You should be able to just communicate. Not to say we can be short with each other at times, but in saying that, yourself, I've never been short with you, and vice versa, and my other very close friends. So it's a blessing to have one friend like that. It's worth becoming aware of, and I truly feel — we'll finish it soon — but I truly feel that if you put it out there that you want something, God or the divine, the universe, will bring it in your way. That's been my experience throughout my whole life. And it doesn't always wrap itself up in a way that you want But if you're prepared to unravel and unwrap the gift that's offered to you, you will see it's the tool you need to discover what you want to discover. And that's probably the best way I can put it.
Yeah.
So the universe will give you the tools and will challenge you in certain ways for you to discover and find what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Universe is profound like that. So, and that continues to happen in my circumstances, my situation. It's absolutely profound. I have a lot of gratitude, and I may not seemingly have much from compared to others, but I've got more than I would have imagined years ago, that's for sure. So yep. profound. So thanks for listening in to another Awakenings, and we'll be doing another recording soon. Thank you. Take care. Bye for now.